Well, I have heard, read, experienced that one of the biggest things we are afraid of is death. I think it's the second biggest fear in life is to die. And yet we all do that, right? We're all going to die. You know, I'm not afraid necessarily of heights. Maybe I'm afraid of heights. Maybe people have heard me say I'm afraid of heights. It's not really the heights I'm afraid of. It's tripping and falling and plummeting to my death that I'm afraid of. Yesterday, we celebrated the life of Ben Wiles Jr. He was 102 and a half years old when he died. The family insisted we celebrate Ben's life. They said, there is only sadness in that Ben is no longer physically with us, but he lives on. He lives on through all the family memories and all Ben has taught his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren about life and living, work ethic, morals, treating people with dignity. May we all wish our lives be celebrated like this when we go. I'm sure each of our loved ones we name today live on in us in some way. So I was so grateful when the Dean of Hendricks Chapel called me and said, would you like on November 3rd for Theodicy Jazz Collective to come to University Church in the morning? Because they don't have anything scheduled yet. And I said, of course, yes. So it went from there, and I called, Andy and I spoke, and I said, so, in our tradition, November 3rd is All Saints Day, and he said, oh, that's my tradition as well. And he said, how about we do a New Orleans jazz funeral? And I said, oh, great, let's do that. I had no idea what that meant, but I knew I wanted to do it because it was going to be fun. So I'm going to give you a really brief overview of what a New Orleans jazz funeral is and how we're experiencing it today. So a New Orleans jazz funeral is rooted in African beliefs. African tradition of death, when someone dies, they are reborn. African slaves in early America believed when they died, they left their physical bodies and they would go home. This meant Africa with their ancestors. Or when Christianity was blended with African traditional religious beliefs, home could be heaven, or maybe home was both Africa and heaven with the ancestors. So, are you ready for this? I'm gonna throw something in. Okay. All right, so I was reading an article which Sarah, who was wonderful, helping me out with what this is, read an article with Keane and Rabiteau. And in this article, they said, the hymn, Just a Closer Walk, which we will sing next, gives us a clue to the essence of the New Orleans jazz funeral. The essence is the continuation of the African and West Indian religious heritage of New Orleans African Americans blended with elements of European Christianity. The first verse of Just a Closer Walk, we find the reference to the Christian concept of Jesus as a God to appeal to a time in need. So I'm wondering if you all would sing a piece of that first verse. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, get ready. In the last verse, the reference to that shore may be interpreted as meaning not heaven, but Africa or New Guinea, as was the usual concept of the afterlife for slaves. So I'm wondering if you could sing the last verse for us to remind us of that shore. Of course, we are sad when our loved one dies. The origins of the New Orleans Jazz funeral believed a proper burial was needed, so funerals of African slaves and after Reconstruction in African American community, the walk or procession to the burial or cemetery would be sad, lamentful. Christian hymns were and are sung. The burial itself would include crying or even wailing. But as the procession left the cemetery, a celebration would burst out. The celebration was and is the celebration of a new life, a rebirth of the loved one who has died. Funerals are a ritual of and for community. And William Schaefer said in Brass Bands in New Orleans Jazz, "New Orleans funerals were leisurely public acts, theatrical displays designed not to hide burial as a fearful obscenity, but to exhibit it as a communal act, a community act, the social obligation of friends and family. We are not alone in grief, and death is not something to fear." Our scripture today follows the flow or theology of a New Orleans Jazz funeral. "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." In other words, this life may have suffering, hurt, and brokenness, but the next life will not. This does not mean if you feel you have a good life now, you're going to miss out in the next life. It means we all have hurts or brokenness in our lives, yet we will be reborn without hurts or worry in the life yet to come. It will be a life worth celebrating. We are reborn into a life of unending love. Let us celebrate life today and tomorrow and life yet to come. Our prayer today is that you will experience this flow of lament to vibrant celebration of new life through the music and worship, because all life is worth celebrating. Let us continue our procession of mourning by singing "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." Please rise in body or spirit as we sing. Amen.